But we must learn how to embrace pressure. One sure thing that would help us to attain excellence and achieve progress is pressure. If you don't want to experience pressure in different areas of your life, you may not attain the progress that you really expect to attain. There is excellence attached to that which you carry inside, but it will never show forth until there is pressure at work. So it's important we understand pressure and its place in progress. Don't hate pressure. You must rather embrace pressure. If you want to see progress, there is a positive amount of pressure that you must avail yourself to. May you embrace whatever form of pressure work brings to you so that you will make progress. I see you making progress.
Now, your word in season.
Oh, oh. Rababadabaha, Yekadadabaha, Ezadabaha. Thank you, Jesus. With my hands lifted up, and my mouth filled with praise, Alabahashata. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee. I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up, with my hands and my mouth filled with praise, and my mouth filled with praise. With a heart of thanksgiving, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. Bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. Bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee with a heart of thanksgiving. With a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With the heart of thanksgiving. With the heart of I will bless thee, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for another opportunity to be in your presence. This morning, our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness, even in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Celebrate Jesus. Kindly take your seats. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome the person sitting by you. Welcome. Hallelujah. Tell the person, it's good to sit by you this morning. It's good to sit by you this morning. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. Let's get straight into the Word of God for just about 45 minutes. Amen. We've been discussing embracing pressure for progress. Amen. And we've dealt into so many things. The messages are on Telegram. get onto those platforms and listen to them again and again. It will be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. One thing you must understand, he says, the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. When you open up your heart to the word of God, the Spirit of God enters you and sets you on your feet for that which you have to accomplish. So make sure you are paying attention to the word of God outside of church. Not only when you come to church, outside of church. If you come to church once a week, there are some of you who just come to church once a week, okay? Or maybe you come to church twice a week. Just look at the amount of time you spend outside of church. It's more than the time you spend in church. When even we are in church, we don't spend more than even 2 hours or 3 hours in church. So what is coming to you from the outside outweighs what you receive from God in church. So if you don't pay attention to the word of God outside of church, it will be a problem. And you just hear the word of God once a week, but you hear a whole lot of stuff the whole week, it's a problem. So please pay attention to the word of God outside of church. It will be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. So in discussing embracing pressure, I want to talk about something where we'll be rounding up today, but it will open up another door for us to also enter. I'm talking about dealing with opposing forces to our rising. So it is still in the line of embracing pressure, but how do you deal with opposing forces to our rising? Now, our destiny in Christ is a glorious one. You see, Christ has fully accomplished his part. What is left for us to do, he can't do for us. So it's important we appreciate what he has done, then we appropriate it in our lives and do what we must do to be what he has made us to be. Okay? So, if we do not succeed, or we do not become what God intends us to become, it is not his fault. We did not pay attention to what our part was to do. So, it's important that some of these messages, you pay attention to them. I know that. I don't know whether it's because Africa went into slavery and we blame our underdevelopment on those who enslaved us, okay? It feels like it comes into Christianity too, where the Christian who doesn't succeed or does not see things happen in a certain way always think that it is God who didn't do it. Do you understand? How many years of independence? How many years? 60, right? 67. How many homes have pipe-borne water? Basic necessity of man. Eh? Even some homes don't have toilets. Toilet, as common as toilet. And when they bring money from other countries to help us do toilet, can you just imagine? Lord, have mercy on us that we need help to build toilet. Do you know toilet? Oh my God. Lord, have mercy. Anyway, let me focus. I pray that you will not be part of those who shift blames, looking for somebody to blame for they are not succeeding, looking for somebody to blame for they are not going forward, looking for somebody to blame for they are not making progress. But you will accept responsibility so that you make progress in life. It's important. And the word of God says, God, he makes grace available. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. Let's begin our journey today from there. And I pray that you hear what the Spirit has to say to you this morning. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 4. He says, according as his divine power So according to God's power, the omnipotent God's power, he has given unto us all things. So no believer lacks anything for progress in life. He's giving us all things that pertain to life, this life. Wow. And godliness. So serving God. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. Somebody say all things. So how many of us believe that God is all powerful and he has power to do everything? Okay. Amen. Then he says, according to that divine power, you know, is able to do everything. He has given to you. He's giving to you. He's not going to give. He's giving. As all things. Say, I don't lack anything. Pertaining unto life. And what? Godliness through the knowledge. The word knowledge there is through the acknowledging of him that has called us. So when you acknowledge God in your life, it causes you to walk in this power. So I know everybody here acknowledges God in their lives. That has called us unto what? Glory. Say glory.
Glory.
Say, I've been called to glory.
I've been called to glory.
So our lives must be filled with dignity. Glory, there is dignity. And the word virtue is excellence. Somebody say excellence.
Excellence.
Now, when we say excellence, excellence is the quality of being outstanding or extremely good. The quality of being what? Outstanding or extremely good. So he has called you to excellence that you become distinct in your generation. You become outstanding, extremely good in every field, in family life, in finances, in faith, in your career, in your academics, to be excellent. So the bottom is not our place. The top is our place. Oh, only two people heard me. The bottom is not our place. The top is our place. Hallelujah. So he's called us unto excellence. I've been called to excellence. I thought you would say some with me. So the quality of being what? Outstanding or extremely good. Whether intrinsic or to be attributed. So that means it is within. And others will also say you are excellent. It will not hide. When you do things excellently, you can never be hidden. It's just a matter of time. Am I communicating at all? Hallelujah. So we are ordained for the top. Look at somebody and tell the person, we are ordained for the top. We are ordained for the top. Okay? We are ordained for the top. He's called us unto glory and virtue. But there's the reality of opposing forces. You see, even the children of Israel, he spoke to them and said, you shall be above only. And we in Christ have better promises than theirs. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. So if they were ordained to be above only, in Christ, where are we ordained to be? Beneath sometimes. Below sometimes. In the pit. Above only. Somebody shout, I'm above only. I am above only. That's my ordained place. Hallelujah. I may look like I'm crawling today, but my ordained place is in the skies. Above only. Above only. Amen.
Amen.
But you must know that there is the reality of opposing forces. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. In every field, we must be the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe, to do them. So, he has ordained you for the top, but there's your responsibility. If the enemy knows that, you're doing what he has commanded, is what will keep you up there. What would he do to you so that you don't stay up there? He will try to frustrate you so that you don't do what he's commanded. Are you following what I'm saying? Then you cannot stay up there in your ordained place of above. Is that okay? Amen. Now, when you look at the aircraft, you see how heavy the aircraft is. And the aircraft carries passengers and luggages. And the weight is heavy. And the aircraft's place is not on the ground. The aircraft's place is in the skies. Until it reaches its destination, then it lands. For what he is carrying or it is carrying to get down. Then he loads again and takes off. So in life, you know, if we are to be above only, you see, the aircraft has to fight forces that opposes it from lifting up and maintaining its height there. So you see, there are about four forces when an aircraft is in operation. Tap somebody and say, please, it's Sunday morning. Are you awake? There are four forces when any aircraft is in operation. There's the force of lift, which is opposed by the force of weight, which is gravity. Okay? Then there's the force of thrust, which is opposed by the force of drag by the wind. So when an aircraft is lifting, there must be adequate pressure so that it can lift itself. Are you following what I am saying? With the force of lift, defeating the force of weight, which is the force of gravity. Then when it gets up there, it must be going at a certain speed with the force of thrust, else the force of drag, which pulls things down, will bring it, because he is going against the wind and the wind wants to drag it. Are you following the thing at all? Such is life. You must fight opposing forces that wants to drop you from the height you are supposed to be, and you are supposed to fight the opposing forces that want to drag you so that you don't move forward. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as you apply yourself to the word of God, I see you staying up there, and you will not just stay up there, you keep moving, and no force can bring you down. Somebody shout a living amen. It says above only. That is your place. That is your place. And I've talked to you about embracing pressure. You need pressure to stay up. Because the forces that want to drag you down are so many. Is somebody listening at all? Hallelujah. The same way the aircraft has a destination, and when it lifts, it's going to a place, and it does not come down until it has arrived at its location. But you see, it must defeat all the opposing forces. Today, I think you've learned something, isn't it? It must use the force of lift to defeat the force of what? Weight, which is gravity, huh? Then it must use the force of thrust to defeat the force of what? Drag, which pulls down. Forces. And Paul the Apostle, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, let's read from verse number 24. Let's look at what Paul the Apostle mentions . No plane will stay in its course if it doesn't know this. Every plane that is being flown by a qualified pilot, aviation demands that you know these things, because you will come down if you don't operate right to stay up there. And those forces, they don't give up on you. Once you say you want to stay up there, the forces of opposition, they don't give up what? On you. There's no way force of gravity is suspended. The law of the force of lift must maintain its place, else gravity will bring it down. And gravity is not friendly. It's not friendly. You must be powerful than it, else it will subdue you. Is somebody listening at all? So in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 24, let's read it in NIV, then afterwards we'll come to King James. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want you to pay attention to this, please. It says, do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way to get the prize. I've been telling you, in this life, there are those that just came to accompany others, because the way they live their lives doesn't show that they are conscious of any prize. Here, Paul the Apostle obviously was talking about eternal prize. But then, the scripture is applicable, because Paul himself, in trying to explain eternal things, was using physical things. What physical thing was he using? You know, Corinth. He wrote to the church in Corinth. Corinth was one of the prominent cities in ancient Greece. And that place was a place where they used to do some games in a five-year period. So in every 5 years, like they do the Olympics, there was games going on in Corinth, okay? And Paul the Apostle, definitely he loved games. He really used analogies from the games to talk about our walking with Christ and the eternal things. So in that same vein, we can apply them to our lives. So in those games, they did several games: wrestling, boxing, racing. So here you see, he was using the terms they used in the games to interpret or to explain eternal realities. Is somebody listening at all? Hallelujah. So he says, you know that those that run in that games, all the runners, they run, but only one gets the prize. Life is a race. Everybody has his track. What prizes are you aiming for? You see, in Christ, we are aiming for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's why you must serve God. Because it is only when you serve that you have a crown. Serve God. Find something to do for God. You see, that's why we are pushing so that the church, you see, the church creates an opportunity for people to serve God. But in life, what prizes are you aiming for? He says, look at runners. They all run. They all run. But one gets the prize. The next verse. Everyone who competes in the games, you see, NIV brings it out. In the games, go into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So he talks about how that those that are participating in the games, the crown they get, it doesn't last. It's corruptible, okay? But we who are aiming for eternal crowns, it is forever. But now let's apply it to our lives. Whatever you are doing has a crown. He says they compete. Those who compete, they go into what? Strict training. Let's keep reading. We are getting to verse 27. Verse 26. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. So he has a focus, a vision. He has an aim to attain. I do not fight like a man beating the air. So like a boxer, okay, who just misses his target and is confused, just beating the air. The next verse. No, I beat my body. Somebody say, I beat my body. Come on, talk to me. Say, I beat my body. And make it my slave. So that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Now let's go to King James and let me explain some few things. Then I'll begin to round up. Glory to Jesus. I know that the moment I said dealing with opposing forces, your mind probably has gone to witches. No. No. I know in Africa we can calculate with physics how witches brought down a plane. But you see, white people don't think like that. A white person never thought or thinks that a spirit went to bring down the plane. But blacks, we can have that room. Okay, we are very, very spiritual. So every fall, we equate it to a witch, a spirit. You see, we are so spiritual that we don't think that opposing forces can be ourselves. And here, Paul is saying, if I want to win the prize, it's not the witch in my family. It's not my mother's house, my father's house, my uncle, my wicked grandmother. He says, this race of life, if I am going to win, I must know what it takes. And the first thing he mentions is that I beat my body, not the witch. No witch is powerful to defeat a disciplined man. The force of discipline can break every form of witchcraft. That is if you think it is witches that are doing you. Look at somebody and ask the person for me. I know you believe in witches. Ask the person, I know you believe in witches. Do you think it is witches stopping you from attaining what you have to attain? I'm not saying witches don't exist. But you see, where are we in Christ? Paul says, my body. Do you know that old song? My body, yeah. Now God, I go give a more. My body, yeah. E day for my God, hey. My body, yeah. Now God, I go give a more. My body, yeah. E day for my God. I know you will say the witch made you commit fornication. It's the witch, isn't it? The witch. No. It's your body. The witch made you sleep so that you don't do your assignment. My goodness gracious. So if you are waiting for me to mention witches, it won't be this morning. The first opposing force is yourself. yourself. Let's read it in King James. I just want to bring out some few things, then we'll round up. Go. He says, know ye not that they which ran in a race ran all, but one receiveth the prize? Life has a price for you. So run so that you will obtain it. So run. Go. I therefore so run. Paul is talking about himself. I therefore so run. Please, there is a financial price. There is career price. There is, I hope you are getting it. As much as we talk about the eternal prizes, every area of life has prize. And Paul paints the picture of a racer or a runner. Then he says, I run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I have what I want to attain. So I ask you the question, what do you want to attain in life? Career-wise, academic-wise, financial-wise. How many of you have a financial plan for the next 2 years? No, what I'm sharing with you, if you hear me out, in the next 5 years, I'm expecting very big giants who do exploits. You know, the reason why I say 5 years is that I said, if even you were a tortoise, 5 years is enough to get somewhere. That's why I say 5 years. But some of you, if you take it more serious, in some few months, years, you will see that you are really moving. He says he doesn't run as one who is uncertain. Fight as the one that beateth the air. Verse 27. But I keep under my body. The first opposing force to his staying there is his body. His body. And the moment he says, I keep under my body, he now speaks as a wrestler who has a big guy in front of him and he must put him down. Have you ever watched wrestling? You know, wrestlers want to put under them. When a wrestler gets somebody under him, what do? They sit on them. You see, I keep under. So here, if you know where Paul was speaking from, he's speaking as a wrestler or a boxer, a kickboxer, who wants to kick you down and sit on you so that you are, then when he sits on you, he hits you in places that will so discomfort you, you won't get up again. Sometimes they hit under the eye. Cuts, how you see the boxer, the eye. When the eye, under the eye cuts like that, they don't want to fight again. Very sensitive areas. Huh? You see, I keep under my body to bring it into subjection. So I can reach where I want to get to. But the first enemy I have is my body. Not the witch. My body. Say my body. So if it's my body, that means you live inside this body. So the body must become a slave to your soul, not your soul to your body. Not the other way around. Am I communicating at all? Now, the athlete. Paul uses certain words there. Okay? Go back to the verse 24. Let me mention one thing there. Glory to Jesus. Now come to verse 25. And every man that striveth for the mastery, he is striving. The word strive there is agonizomai. is a struggle. Success is a struggle. To attain unto greater heights and maintain your position there. I hope I'm communicating with somebody. It's a struggle. If you want it cheap and easy, forget it. It can't happen. Huh? It's a struggle. It striveth means you are competing for a prize. You are contending with an adversary. Huh? Then he says, striveth for the mastery. He's what? Temperate. Somebody say temperate. In all things. The word temperate has to do with self-control. Has to do with what? Come on, talk to me, somebody. It has to do with what? Self-control. And mostly athletes and wrestlers and boxers, it has to do with diet. They are diet. Okay? They control what they eat. So, your body is the number one opposing forces. Your body and its appetites. Mention some appetites of the body. Rests. Rest. Oh, relax. Eat. 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 Sex. 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 You are not expecting me to mention that. You are not expecting. You are not, isn't it? I've mentioned it. What else? Drink, drink, drink. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Isn't it? Room around, room around, room around. No discipline. When your soul becomes a slave of your body, your soul will never manifest the greatness in it. Listen carefully. The greatness of the airplane is to carry the passengers to their destination. If the airplane crashes, all of the passengers and the valuable weight will all perish. Are you following it? So the pilot must ensure that he's abiding by all the principles that keeps the airplane up there. And in this case, you are your own pilot. What is the airplane? Your body. What is your body carrying? You. And the great potentials you have. To what destination? To the prize. And there are forces. And the first force is not witches and wizards. Your appetites. I keep under my body. Discipline is a blessing, not a curse. To self-police you and set targets for yourself and meet them no matter what it takes. To tell your body, you must go through this because I want to attain this. Am I communicating at all? I'm rounding up. Today I just came to talk about the first opposing force, and it is your body. Your body. Do you think it is witches that stop us from praying? Ask two people for me. What do you think witches stop us from doing? Hallelujah. I must win. If I must win, I must keep under my body. You know, here, go to verse 26. Then 27. Let's read the last verse. He says, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. You know, the preach there still was making reference to those that announced the winners at the games. So Paul is saying, after I have announced others as winners and presented them their prize, what will be my own prize? There are some of us, do you know that we know everything on social media except our lives? So the question is that you are reading of other people's prizes. What is your own prize you are aiming at? Have this mind. You are ordained to be above only. But for the airplane to stay up there, it must fight and defeat the opposing forces. And the first opposing force in this our case is not any external force. It is ourselves, our bodies. Fight your appetites that wants to drag you like the force of drag wants to bring the plane down so that you can keep yourself there and keep moving. It is not God that will keep you there. It is yourself. Discipline yourself where necessary. If you have to pray, discipline yourself and pray. If you have to fast, discipline your body and fast. If you have to work long hours at work, discipline yourself and work. If you have to sit down and study, read the books and crack your brain. Sit down and crack your brain and get a good grade. And stop blaming the witches for the failure. Say, Pastor, now the way you are talking there, it's as if nowadays you don't even believe in witches. You see? When we read it, did you see Paul saying that it is the witches that will make me, that will not make me run? I keep under my body. You know, some of us have targets to meet. And the only thing we do is that we tell ourselves we can't achieve it. Oh, we dear, I can't get there. Then we limit ourselves from attaining, from staying in the place where God wants us to be. I encourage you this week. Your place is a place of glory and virtue, excellence. Your place is above. Get serious with yourself and keep your body under. One last thing. If you're experiencing things you don't like in your life, you know, sometimes we preach that be patient. You cannot be patient with situations that, you know, being patient doesn't mean be patient with the situation. Being patient means wake up. And fight whatever you must fight in order to get ahead. If in your interpretation is a witch, fight it. But stop relaxing and saying, I am patient. Sometimes it has nothing to do with nyamemre. It has everything to do with you getting up and saying, enough is enough. Enough of this thing. I am moving forward now. I know there are other situations that you may like us to talk about. Okay, so what about divine direction? Okay, what about that? Take what God brought today. Get serious with yourself. Today, when you go home, take your life and dismantle it. When you dismantle your life, check every section. This area. Am I above? Because that's your ordained place. If you are not above, what do I do to get there? The first thing is not looking for somebody outside to help you. The first thing is checking yourself. The first thing is not addressing opposing forces that you think are outside of you. The first thing is, am I doing enough of what I have to do? Am I embracing the necessary pressure I have to embrace? Am I disciplining myself enough? When was the last time I declared a personal fast? When was the last time? When was the last time I decided to pray for just 20 minutes. When was the last time I decided to sit down and pick my Bible and open my Bible to see what God will tell me from his word? When was the last time? When was the last time? When was the last time my work, the work you do, you decided to hide yourself for 1 hour and think about your work? Think about your work. When was the last time you decided to stay off this thing called phone? That is a blessing and a curse at the same time. To think deeply about what you want to accomplish. When was the last time you thought about cutting off things that restrain you from moving forward? A disciplined life is not a curse, it's a blessing. Get on your buttocks this week and take responsibility. If you still think it is a witch, then fast and pray. Then discipline your body to fast and pray. If you still think it's a witch, that is, if you still think it's a witch, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes. Go 40 days. Yes. If your body can take 40 days, go 40 days. Because it is believed in pests eradication that when you spray continuously for 40 days, you will kill every generation of the pest that can come back. That is why everybody in the scripture that wanted to deal strongly with spiritual forces fasted 40 days, even Jesus. Because it is something that is known in pest control. No wonder they said he cast out devils by the prince of Beelzebub. You see, they brought an insect. Beelzebub is flies, house flies. So if you claim, still claim, it is witches. Somebody says, oh, pastor, but the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness. Pastor, did you hear what he says? Spiritual wickedness in high places. But what did he say you should do? He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Then he says, having done all to stand, stand. Whose responsibility is it? He says, I know these forces are there, but the only way you overcome them is you maintain your ground, stand. Stand. Say stand. You see, my time is up, but let me round up with this. When he says stand there, the Roman Empire were known for their ability to withstand opposing forces who wanted to enter their territory. Man of God, come, 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 come. One here, two here. They knew how to build a blockade and maintain their grounds that you don't enter their territory. So he says, put on the whole armor of God. He didn't say your armor. He says the armor belongs to God. Wow, did you? The armor belongs to God, but you still say that those spirits can still overcome you. The armor you are wearing belongs to God. Then he mentions the armor. Mentions the armor. Check any of the armors if we use any of them to fight. We use it for defense. The last one he mentions, he says, the sword of the spirit. And when you study deep, that sword is not a long sword. It's a dagger. So that if perchance the enemy misbehaves and breaks through, now they are telling her. So, stand. What was it? He says what? Stand. Take us back to verse 10. Go. Verse 10. What does he say? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Go, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand. That he may be able to stand. So no matter how powerful you think an enemy is, you have a responsibility to stand wearing the whole armor Are you following it? He says, against the wiles of the devil. Man of God, thank you. What is wiles? If all the demons know that their boss was defeated by Christ, triumphing over him, and that victory is credited to our accounts, you think he will let you maintain that thing that his boss has been delivered, defeated? So he brings tricks to make you think that you still have to fight him. If we will stop fighting the devil and start disciplining this, our body, the number one devil you have to fight is this, your body. Not the external devil. So, the pastor doesn't believe in the devil anymore. I believe he's there. But I believe we have an upper hand over him. Is somebody listening to me? Glory to Jesus. I pray that this week, you will not blame anything outside. You will tell your body, you will do what I tell you. You will do what I tell you. You will do. You will bath at this time. Is it a witch that stops you from bathing? And when you go to school, don't they say that personal hygiene? Do they mention demons in personal hygiene? You will bath at this time. You brush your teeth at this time. You will not eat at this time. You are eating fufu at 10 p.m. and you are telling me that the devil is making your stomach big. Which devil is that one? So the devil gave you BP. Which devil gave you BP? You gave yourself BP by what you have been eating and the time you are eating, because you can't keep your body under by shutting your mouth and saying, this time we don't chew. Even animals stop chewing at a certain time. And at a certain time of the night, they will never chew. Animals. 11 p.m. can be fufu ne shimami. Mebefie. Mebefie. Eh? Memkwaino. Se emwepi. Mebefie is here. Medru men chakra. Me semi nam ne mwen yisodi. And the man continues with this indiscipline for many years, and he wonders why stroke came at 65. People of God, the first opposing force to your rising is yourself. Body, not a devil outside. Check this devil called body first and make sure that you suppress it to serve you and not you serve it, and see where you will get to. If you have to sit down and read a book, sit down and read. I rest my case this morning. Close your eyes and let's pray. I want you to pray. The apostle said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Savior Jesus Christ. So when you acknowledge God, grace is multiplied unto you. Peace is multiplied unto you. His word has come. You want to lift up your voice. Spirit divine, you are my helper. Help me to live according to your word. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Kadedebo sontade. Ilanana manana moshe. Imbobo shteketema. Meboru atenia kosta haya. May we be a disciplined people. May we not be a people who are always looking for people to blame or spirits to blame. But may we be a people ready to go through what we must go through. Ready to discipline our flesh. Ready to kill the wrong appetites of the flesh. Ready to apply ourselves to discipline in order to be high flyers. For we are ordained for the top. Above only. Above only. Above only. That is our rightful place. We fail to give excuses. We decide to be a people who do not give excuses. We refuse to give excuses. We accept responsibility for success. For the prize ordained for us in every given area of life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ola da bahakosha. Lukambrande kamai. Odale menswante kretise. Ledava don stahiva kafash. Edelividivio kafata. Olavrates. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Put your hand on your chest. Declare with me, my life is full of light. Declare, my life is full of light. I refuse to walk in darkness. I walk in light. The light of God's word. His word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I do not walk in darkness. Every area of my life that the light of God must enter, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Declare with me, my week is a fruitful week because I walk in the light of God's word, even in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Celebrate, clap your hands. Celebrate Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life, even from this day forth. Precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017. 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.